Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis, towards the bottom. Amar Reish Lakish, Maidach Siv, Im Leleitzim, Hu Yolid, Ulanovim, Yitain Chayim. So the Pasuk is telling us there's a different anhogim with Rishoyim and with Tzadikim. Bol Etamei, if a person wants to be Metamei himself, Poischin Loi, so he's given the opportunity. That means there's no siyua min hashamayim, but there's no miniya min hashamayim. Boletayher, but if he wants to be metayer himself, mesayinoise, that's lanovim yitain chen. Here there is a siyua min hashamayim. Let us see Rashi, even sheba'odam letame, a person wants to be metame himself. So the door of Tumah is opened up for him. He has the opportunity. There is no miniyah min hashamayim. There is bechira if a person wants to be boichel bera. Im leleitzim hu yolid. Im leleitzim hu bolis chaber. If he wants to attach himself to leitzim, hu yolid. Lo yimne uhu. They're not meineya min hashamayim. Velo yazua. They're not misayeya. It's up to him himself. Hu yolid. Im lanovim hu bolis chaber. Yitain lo yichain. Who does this? Mi shebiyode liyitain. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Moshe Lodom Shayamoichel Neft Vafalsamay. A person sold two types of shemen. Neft has a bad odor. A falsamay has a beautiful odor. Bolim doid neft. If he wants to, the lekeach wants to purchase neft. Oimeloi medoid atal atzmacho. Take it, measure it yourself. I don't have to help you. I don't have to get involved with your transaction. But if he wants to go and measure the amount of a falsamayim, wait, I'll measure together with you. Kedeshin is basem aniva ato. But Zakrashi, do it yourself, I don't have to help you. Look to Gemara Vaita. Tona dvei Rabbi Shmuel, avere metamtemes liboi shel odom. Person does an avere, it's metamtem his life. So Rashi says, metamtemes oitemes visoisemes mikol chochmo. The chochme that a person has becomes obscure from him, it becomes sosum. So that's the koyach of an avere. There's chochme that a person has. Person is gebench with chochmen, but he becomes snista mimenu through the koyach of an avera. Shenema v'leisetamu behem v'nitmeisem bom. So since there's no aleph al tikrei v'nitmeisem ele v'nitamtem. Tanu rabbonon al tetamu behem v'nitmeisem bom. Oba metamei atzmai ma'at metamim oisai harbei. Versus metame himself a little bit, metamim oisei harbe, milamato, metamim oisei milamalo, boila maze, metamim oisei loila mabo. Let us see Rashi. Nitmeisem chosar aleph, metamim oisei harbe. So Rashi had a kasha. What's that? Metamim oisei harbe. We just learned before, the Rabbi Nishlom is not misayeya him. So minichin oisai, they let him litame harbe, poischin loi, what he had before. Vohiko makro, al titamu, ve'im titmu, soif ve'nitmese. There are three medreges here, what the Gemara speaks about. The Maharsha explains as follows. The person is metame himself a little. Metamin oisai, harbe, what does that mean? Poischin loy litame harbe. And that normally will occur. If he started to be metam himself and there's a Pesach Pasuach, so this will continue. So now he was metame himself harbe. Ba'achal, this is the Loshna Marsha, ba'achal shenitma harbe lemata, now he became tame, metamen oisai milamailo. Now he's a person that is tame, metamen oisai milamailo, lahamidoi mitzad hatumem, v'ze l'umas ze osa olikim. Now the mamet him mitzad hatumem. I would try to explain the Marsha with a Balatanya Nigeres Hatshuvah Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Balatanya explains, when a person does an Aveira, he's goyrem laker nishmosoi v'nafshoi helikis michaye achayim boruchu. Like this we have a klal v'atam advekim b'ashem alekeichem chayim kulchem ayoy. Is a dveikis to the Mekor HaChayim, which is the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. But when a person is metam himself harbei v'hoirido, so he's meirit his neshame lemokim hatume v'hamovis. Hein heicholais hasitra acher. V'nases bebchines markova aleim, he becomes a markova to these koiches, to the koiches hatume, lekabel mehem shefa v'chiyus lashpia gufoi. His whole hashpah of chiyus comes from the mekor hatumah. B'zeh shomu razal rishoyim b'chayeyim kruyim meisim. Kloima, what does that mean? Shechayeyim, they're alive, but nimshochim mimokim hamoves vatumah. But it's nimshach from the mekor hamise vatumah. So they're kruyim meisim. That is the second step. He was metam himself harbei, now it's all chiyus from the mekor hatumah. What does that mean? La'inshay, that means he was boichel to be a markover to the koiches atumis, la'ilam abo, that will be his matzev and his existence. La'inshay begehenim v'ruach v'ruchay satumis yishotim boisham. They'll be shoylet on him. Now let us go continue further. Tana Rabban, Biskadishtem Vihiyisem Kedoshim. Adam Mikadish Atmei Ma'at, Mikachin Oisei Harbe, Milamato, Mikachin Oisei Milamaila, Oilamaze Mikachin Oisei Loilamabom. Dr. Rashi, Biskadishtem Ma'at, Vihiyisem Kedoshim Harbe, Abolitoyim Messiah Oisei. So the Marsha says, that this the Seder Lehepach, Letoy, if he's Mekadesh himself a little bit, Misayin Oysoy Lehiskadesh Harbe. Ba'acher Shen Hiskadesh Harbe Milamata Mekachin Oysoy Mitzad HaKedusha Lamaylo. That means so Izoichet HaBazundara Hashpo of Kedusha. Ba'acher Shen Hiskadesh Milamaylo Boilamazem Mekachin Oysoy Lo'ilam Habo. Is a bow from the Be'er Ma'im Chayim, Mekadish Atzmai Milamato, Mekachin Oisei Milamailo. So he says, the person is to be Mekadish himself, B'dvorim Shalamato. In the mundane physical inyonim that a person is Oisekin, Achille and Shtiye, in these things, the Dvorim Shalamato, he has to do pu'ulas to be Mekadish himself. And by doing this, Mekachin Oisei Milamailo, the Bnei Shem is Kadosh Milamailo, Hainu B'dvorim Shedoyimim Behem Lamaloch. Hodron Aloch Omolam Amamune. Torah Bekalfi, the Machlokes, the Rashi, and the Oruch Nebein Hananel, what the Taich of Torah Bekalfi is. But let us first see Rashi what a Kalfi is. Torah v'kalfi, Rashi Sheshanin v'perek shalamayla, v'kalfi hoishasham, this was a type of a container. Torah v'sarashi learns pisaim betreifa b'chtife. He chapped the goyrol without lingering in the kalfi, he chapped the goyrolis right away. And the oruch we have on the side, perish in the Rabbein Chananel, irveiv, he mixed up the kalfi. V'helo shnei goyrolis, and he brought up shnei geirolis. Echad kosov olav l'ashem, v'echad kosov olav l'azoza. One geirol was l'ashem, one geirol was l'azoza. Haskan v'yiminoi v'roish beis ov mismoiloi. the skam was on his right side, and the roish base of, that was the, there were seven batei oveis in each mishmar, so the one who was the rosh of the base of that day, he was mismaile. Im shel shem ola biyaminai. If the shem was oile biyaminai, haskan oimaloi ishi koyin godol agve yaminecha. So the skan tells them to lift up his right hand. The Taisvis Yishonim says the reason that the skan had to tell him because the Koyin Godol was talut. So later, the Taisvis Yishonim Koyin Godol was talut. He had a lot on his head that day. The holding the Goyel on the right hand was Machayev Habbos Hayamin. But since the Koyin Godol, Mitoch Tirdosoi might forget. So the Skan told them, Ishi Koyin Godol Hagbe Yeminso. Im Shal Shem Ola Besmoiloi, Roish Beisov Oimele Ishi Koyin Godol Hagbe Smoilecho. So then the Roish Beisov tells them that the Shem is in the girl, but the Shem is in your left hand. Lift up your left hand. Nosno Mashnei Asirim Va'ima Lashem Chatos. And then there was a Kriyas Hashem. And Bishmol Oimele Hayyotzoch Loima Chatos. He didn't have to say chatos, Ela Lashem, Veinoinim Achal Bor Shem Kevoid Malchusoi Li Oilom Boi. So Trashi Velo Shnei Geirolois, Echad B'Yemin Ve'Echad B'Smoil. Vaseirim Oimdim Echad B'Yemin Ve'Echad B'Smoil. Venoisen Geiro Shelo B'Yemin L'Soyer Shal Yemin. Veinoinim Achal, that was and that was the mitzvah Hanoche. Noisen geirus shayla biyamin, geir alsoir shayamin. Einayne machav kshemasker es Hashem. What does he the Gemara? Lomali torach bekalfi. Why did we need this eitzer of chtife of irvo? Ki heichad loy mechaven belishkel. He shouldn't be mechaven. That means if he had more time to linger in the kalfi, he would try to feel out which Goyrol had the Shem on it, and he would try to pick that out with his right hand, because it was a Simen Toiv that the Shem should be Oyla B'Yaminoi, Yamin is Meramazan Chesed, be a good Inyim. Lo Nechaven, Shlo Yimashmesh, Lahoven, B'Mishmushe, Eizah Shal Shem, B'Yitlana B'Yamin, Levisho Simen Yofek, Sho Oyla B'Yamin, this is a Simen Yofek. Omarove Kalfi shall eat hoisa. The Kalfi was made out of wood. Number one. Number two, Vishal Khail Hoisa. They were not Magdish this Kalfi, it was Chulin. Number three, Venamachazekes Eloshte Yodain. The opening of the Kalfi, that's what the Venachananel says, Venamachazekes Pio Elabez Yodain. The Pea Kalfi only could have his two hands. The only three masks are two hands of the Koyin Gol. Maskiv lo ravine. Bishloim ene marzekes al shtay yodayim. That what it only held two hands. Keeched el lachavim belishkel. If it would be bigger, again, we're afraid he might be memashmish and in order to take out the goyel Hashem in his right hand. El shel choyel. But that what it was choyel nekatsha. So let's be magdish it. Why taka wasn't it a made out of, why wasn't it a hagdish? Why did it make the hagrolin a kli chayil? So the Gemara answered, in kain avalei kli shore shall eitz. So then it'll become a kli shore made out of eitz. A kli shore is the eitz lay avdina. One doesn't make a kli shore out of eitz. It's like the Gemara, Adrabah, and Avda the Kesef, and Avda the Zov. So the Gemara answers, Atayra Chosa al Mamoinan Shal Yisrael, that, so therefore, it was not made out of Kesef and Zov, and Eitz it couldn't be, and since it had to be out of Eitz, so therefore, it weren't Magdishin. The Gvura Sari asks Akasha from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that, The chatzaitzres that were used by Taneisim was piv mitzupe kesef, not zohar. By kesef, shatei rechos al mamoinen shal Yisrael. אף על פי כן, בשויפרס אב ראש השונה הוא מצופ לזור. So the Gemara says, why? Why don't you say there that Teira Chosa am Amoynes al Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Mishum Kovid Yontev. Why is this, by, if there's an Indian of Kovid Yontev, either together is a Tzoyis Yontev, doesn't go into the Cheshben or a different Cheshben, but by Kovid Yontev, there is no Chesaron of Teira Chosa am Amoynes al Yisrael. So the question arises, why over here don't we say as Kovid Yontev they should make a Kalfi out of Zor? Let us see Rashi. Bishal Chol Haisa, the Rashi says, Eina Mikudesh. Atayra Chosa, Shenema, Betziba, Koyin, Apinu, Zabayis, Amechosa, Atayra, Pachin, Shokli, Cheres, Shein Lam Tara, Bemikveh. In Cain, the other things, the Cain could be metamen or table them. So Kolchok, the Torah was chas on Kalim, which are very small value. In Cain chos al momen kal, kosh Cain al momen choshet. Cain chos al momenom shel tzarei, tzarei ayin. Person who was a negative bias, one of the reasons was because he was a tzarei ayin. He never lent people Kalim. He always said he doesn't possess them. So he's forced to take out everything in the streets to show what he does possess. The Torah was chosdo kal v'chayma al mamaynon shel tzadika. What is the case of Shoshanim? Torah v'kalfi, v'teraskoyanim mapik mikro de be'inen kalfi, v'ktani hosom asha olo olov agoyro l'ashem. Yochel yitain al gabov, tamad loima, asha ola olo, sha ola lishmoi mitoich kalfi. Mechere, the Teres Koyanim learns, so Yama wanted a tiny that, Mechere, the word ola, it's not ola olov. The Mechere, the Koyan Gobel, is taller than the Seirim, so it's Hashanosan olov, Hashaniach olov. That's Ola Ola. So Ola means that it was an aliyah, so they took it out of the Kalfi. They took it out of the Kalfi, so that's the Olav. So Olav is Bishviloi, Lishmoi. So you're taking it out of a receptacle. That's the Asha Ola. It came out of a receptacle. That's the Makur of a Kalfi. And Bishalmi Lai Saif Dova Kalfi, I feel the Kalfi, the baskets would also be sufficient. Lama mul kalfi could allow says pumbi ledova. They mean they could use any basket, but they had a specific keli called kalfi that this is miyuchid for Yom Kippurim. So that's why they had this special keli. The Yeshamias viyovish neichutim echad shochev echad lovim viyiksha aleihem viyem ezel Hashem vezel azazel. You didn't have to be chaykik on the gerolis, just twist around the string, a black and white one, and we'll know one is Hashem on Zazazo. Tamalayim adoyer l'Hashem, she'in nikah l'Hashem. Should be nikah, not just have to look for the string. Gerol l'Azazo, she'in nikah l'Azazo. And part of Mishnah Yitzchayres, maybe tie something bigger to the Peirolis, echad shochev echad lovin, mishani yohi debinin ksiva mamish. There's to be mamish kosov on the gerolis. Vayim al Hashem chatos, ikshe rabbi chonon amayle koma chatos l'Hashem. Why is he masker first Hashem? He should say chatos l'Hashem. She yasker Hashem me'ucha k'nemrinim b'per kamad ha'nedorim. So why he was in masker the Shem first? So the pashtus of the Teretz would seem that there's a gzeres hakosov that the Kriya of the Shem should be before he says they call it is Kriya the Shem Chatos. The Gvur Sari wants to say that the Emerson here Bechlad is no Shash Kilkul. in a Teire Vasol Chatas goes on the Geirel. That the Geirel makes it for a Chatas. That means at least a Geirel without Kriyas Hashem in a Teire becomes a Soil Hashem and a Soil Azol, but without the Kriyas Hashem. In the Rabbanan there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah now of Kriyas Hashem, but what Kilkul will come out now that, so if he says Lashem, he says Lashem. That means he's not being mishanet. If he has to, and afilu, according to the Tanakam, is to say Lashem Chatos, that means in this mitzvah of Kriyas Hashem, he has to be mefaret, but he says Lashem is ichagut. Afilu according to the Tanakam. No, he should be mefaret more. So since it became a Soil Hashem or Soil Azazel without the Kriyas Hashem, so this is only a mitzvah noisefest with Rabbonon to be Kaira the Shem. So, but when he says Hashem is finished, there's no kilkul anymore. Still according to the Tanakama, still he won't mention Chatos. Look the Gemara weiter. Now let us see, the Taisus Yishonet. V'kiechad al-Nachavim v'nishkel, v'intayma im-kein, no-einitzoch lo-ima chatos al-Hashem. Dachim ha-Hashem al-Lishin z'kosh, olo bagir al-Hashem, faso, shloyaskir yoysa. V'kiechad al-Nachavim v'nishkel, v'intayma im-kein lo-yosa mitzvah sagrola. So Taisus asks, so if he's doing this, so he won't be, why should he be chayish for such a thing? So that's not agrola. Yishlom, the Bible, Pisho, Reitzah, Shiyob, Yishol, Shem, Yishol, Yemin, Matrid, V'sheicheyach, L'hagel, Einach, Hanami. So that is why, they were talking afraid, but maybe the Simin Yote would motivate him to talk at him in Mavatl Mitzvah, Sagrola. Sök the Gemara weiter. Masnisen deloiki haitane. Our Mishneh holds that the Hagrole was made through the Kohen Gadol. Side the Soil Hashem, side the Soil Azazel. Not according to the Tana and the Baraisa. The Sanya Rabbi Yudayim and Mishim Rabbi Loza. Haskan the Kohen Gadol machnisen yode bekalfi. The Kohen Gadol and the Skan put their hands in the Kalfi. One right, each one put in the right hand in the Kalfi. In b'yamini shal koyin godol oylem, if the Shem was oyle b'yaminoi, askano imolo ishi koyin godol hagbe yamincha. So there was a mitzvah of hagbois hayat. So again, in order, since the koyin godol was told, so the skan told him, ishi koyin godol hagbe yamincha. V'im b'yaminoi shal skan oyle, if it was oyle b'yaminoi shal skan. So we'll see the Taisi Shonim says, so then the scan wasn't too told. So it wasn't necessary to tell him, Hagbe Yemincha. So, Gonish, he lifted up his hand by himself. Then, but now, but what's about the Kiddush Hashem? To say Lashem Chatos. His Reish based off, Oymele Lekoin Godol, Daber Milecha. He tells the Kohen Godol, the Elias Hashem was Biyodei Shalskan, but now the Kohen Gadol said, Lashem Chatos. Like the Gemara v'neimel eiskan, let the Skan tell him that you should say these words, Abba Milecha. So the man says, Kibin Dulei Solik Biyodei. So he has a Halisha Sadas. He wasn't Zeicher to lift up the Deirul Hashem. He has Halisha Sadas. So Memela, that the Skan lifted it up. So that's why it's not preferable that the Skan should tell him Hag Beyiminecha. Look the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi. Daber dvore, im bimini shoskan olo reshpeis ovo emile lekoin godol dabe milecho, daber dvorecho lashem chatos. Even the Loisalek the Yodi the Kain Godol, since the Gehel Hashem did not go up Yodi the Kain Godol, but Yodi the Skan Solik, Cholish Daiti the Kain Godol, I Oima Loiskan, if the Skan will tell him Baba Milecha. Bamaika Miflegi, what is the Machlokes? Marsove Yeminei the Skan Odif Mismoili the Kain Godol. Rabbi Yehudin the Baraisa holds, it is preferable that the Hagrola should be made by Yamin, so it is preferable the Yamin of the Skan than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Omar Sova, ki Hadodi Ninu, it's the same, so therefore therefore the Kohen Gadol does the whole Hagrola. Oman Haitane, the Polygaleda Rabbi Yehudin, who is Choylekan Rabbi Yehudin, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that, the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that the Kohen Gadol makes the complete Hagrola, Rab Chanin Skana Kahanim. The Sanya, we learned Rab Chanin Skana Kahanim, Oimer, Loma Skan Miminoi, why was the Skan on his right side? Shem Iraboy Psu, the Kohen Gadol, why was the Skan Zeicha to be on the right side? Shem Iraboy Psu, the Kohen Gadol, Nichna Skan Umishamish Tachta. So we see the whole Maila of the Skan was that he is a potential Oyved Avoyde if the Kohen Gadol will be Nifsal. So if we would say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Skan is another Maila. The Skan has a Chelik and Mitzvahs Hagrola. So why didn't Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahanim say this? That the only Maila the Skan had was to be a potential Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol will become Nifsal. So Vaistach is Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. The Svas Emes is Metzadet to say that even though the Hagrola was made with the Skan according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Hanoches HaGeirolis, who is a mitzvah of Hanoches Geirolis, there the Pasuk says, V'noson Arim, Ashnei Asirim Geirolis, Arim means the Kohen Gadol, so the Hanoche was Zicha made through the Kohen Gadol. Tano Rabbono, Aboim Shono Sheshimesh Shimon HaTzadik. Now let us first see the Taisus Yeshonim. Ela shel choyl amayle kache. Ela shel choyl, that goes back in the Kalfi. Amayle kache, why is it shel choyl? Let's be magdish it. Lefi shekoved ha-mitzvah b'shel kodesh. The koved ha-mitzvah is I'll cover the mitzvah should be shal kodesh. So therefore they should be magdashit. In Taino Rabbi Yehuda Dama mitzvahs lahanes nitnu. Kivin sha'oise, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, let's say, Gemara Shoshana speaks at a kei b'shoifer shal oilo. So the shayla is it called, was he moyel, was he nenem in a hegdish or not? So if he held mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu, he didn't derive any benefit from hegdish, he's not called a moyel. So the etzem kiyam a mitzvah is called a hano. So Taisus says, kiven sha'oise b'shel kodesh mitzvah, since he is doing b'shel kodesh mitzvah, she'yoch alasis b'shel choyl. That means the mitzvah could be done in a kalfi shel choyl. Ta'grole lav avoidei. Not an avoidei that needs a klisharis or in kain or a keli shalchel shal hagdish in kain yehene michel kain yehene michel kodesh. So how would he be permitted to use a kalfi shal kodesh since the mitzvah is not mechayiv this? See, if yod mitzvah slav lehenes nitnos, I'm not using it, I'm not deriving benefit from it. If yod mitzvah lehenes nitnos, I'm deriving benefit from it. Yeshloima kivin shekovat hamitzvahu yochel lasais b'shal kodesh. The Siach Yitzchak says, the Lekovid mitzvah Hagrola, Shehi Letzoyrech Avoide de Seirin, the Hagrola was, that was the Hachone for the Avoide HaSeirin, Ayamuta Lishtamish Bekli Kodesh. That means this is a Hachone of the Avoide HaSeirin. So, Kishem Shemuta Lishtamish Bebig de Kohuna Letzoyrech Kriyat. It means that's called a covered avodas hayoyim. It enhances the mitzvah, it enhances the hagrola. It's not called I'm taking away from hegdish. Like the hegdish mitzvah shayfer is no shaykes at all with an oilam. So memele, but here this is avoda. This is a achana of the avodas haseirim. So therefore, the shivishe kovra mitzvahu yochalas is b'shal kodesh. In kain havalei kli shoris. In kain eichu kli shoris. How is it a kli shoris? In kain havalei kli shoris. In kain so Taisus says eichu kli shoris. Valei kli shoris gemurim avoidosam mechanchosam. The avoide makes it for a kli shoris. Bezeh ein bei shum avoide, da grolle lam avoide. The Gemara says, an amet beis, a grolle is not an avoide. Ve eich yi a kli shoris. So it doesn't become a kli shoris. The whole din is, you can't make a kli shoris out of a kli yei. It's not a kli shoris. Yesh loim ad hachi kama. Hava lei kli shoris, she yiru ha oilam she ugdash. The poor people will see that this keli was ugdash. Ve yiz burun, they'll be under the impression, she chaylam lakavish by milche. So you have now a kli kodesh. So you'll be able to use this lekadish by mincha. Then you say avidosa mechan chosla. Or lekabel dam b'shasach. There'll be a shortage of kelim. No, this is a kli kodesh, and now we'll make it for a kli shoris. Yovilas is kli shoris shalei. It's kli shoris shalei. It's layavdinam. But look at the Rabbi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah besuke per kacholu v'menoches. The Rabbi poisel. So memele so. So the whole thing was a gzeire, he might come and use this for a kli shoris, and it's possible. Afilu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda de Marsha midrabbonon mi lechatchila binan shal matches. Lechatchila we need, but the evidence is good. Lechatchila you need a kli shoris shal matches. And it's very modern attack. They made such a gzeire according. They made a gzeira that he shouldn't make the kalfi. They shouldn't be magdish the kalfi because maybe they might use, in the case of need, they might use this for a kli shoris. And the chatchila one shouldn't use a kli eitz for a kli shoris. Gavaldike, it's a very big gzeira. Very big, I mean, it's a very weiter shash. Bafal Pikein, they did it. Haskan oimaloi. Bimtaima ola bimin haskan. This is the Taisi Shoshana we had mentioned before. Bimtaima ola bimin haskan. Loma in oimaloi hagve yeminecho. Why don't they tell the skan now that he has the goyra l'ashem? Hag yeminecho. Yishloim ishlo yoye torud. He wasn't torud. Shlo yoye torud. Ki koyin godo for yishkach. So he won't forget. But oi, shoyo mevayish koin godo. That'll be a busha to the koin godo. Taimel Rebbe. Eich machnis askan yodei lahakrol. How is the skan permitted to make hakrol? Vamaskin lakaman bishmaiten. L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara says later, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrola ma'akeves, and here we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Baraiseh that the skan makes the hagrola. V'imavoidehi ein aksheira ella bekoyin godol. So it's an avoide, so it's only kosher bekoyin godol. V'ayim a Rebbe she'ein kol kach avoide sherei al yedei koyin godol misbarerim haseirim. Not a real avoid. You need hagrola, but it's not considered that the skan is making an avoid. The Gvura Sari says a beautiful pshat because the Emerson, Aidei Kohen Gadol Mizbarim Masirim, that means when the Kohen Gadol is also picking up one Goyel. So Memele, so the Birur Asirim Be'etzem becomes Nizbaro with one Goyel. That means whatever he picks up, so I know automatically what the other one is. So this is, he's only like a Messiah and Mitzvah Agrola. He's a Messiah and Mitzvah Agrola, so therefore, he's a Messiah, Mitzvah Agrola, so you don't need a Kohen Gadol for that. Memrine Nami Agrola Lav Avoide. It's not an Avoide. See, even though it's Ma'akev, it's not an Avoide. It's not an Avoide, so you don't need a Kohen Gadol. Ava Gav Damrine Lekamon. Meis Echad Mehem Mevi Chaveire Beloi Agrola. Kerab Shimon, a little Rab Shimon. The Gemara says that if one of the Seirim died, according to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon's whole Sagrol is not Ma'akev. So I made Mitzvah Sagrol, finished. Now one died. I need another soil. So bring another soil without a Grol. Will take place of the one that died. Abel Rabbonon the day, Magro. According to the Rabbanon, he is magal. Mikom mokaim, ein agrolach shuve kol kach avoide. You have to make agrol. That means even though I have one, ein agrolach shuve kol kach avoide. Aber lo sam avetayme, mishum de lo higril klal ala echot. That means as follows. Midvachayra taisis means to say, I think Taisus means to say as follows. The Taisus said, I dey kain godlum is barim asirim. So Taisus means to say, to the kain godl, you know automatically what the other one was. So that's called already a hagrola on the other one. So why is the halacha according to the Rabbonon, if one died, you have to go and make a new hagrola. L'chair, I have the hagrola from the one that is still around. So that's in the Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says it's a big chilek. That bishleime by the kohen gadol, bishleime, if you have two sirim in front of you, so the that what the Kohen Gadol picks up one, that is a hagrola, you saw it on the other one also. So there was a hagrola on both. So even though there's a mitzvah of shtei goyrolos, so that's not called an avoide. So that can be done to a scan also. Masha'en came, the Gemara over there is, when one died, so on the new soil that is being brought, there's no hagrola whatsoever. So therefore, the Chachamim hold, since Agrol is Maki, we have to make a new Agrol. I think that's what Taisus is saying. Abel Rabbonon, the day Magrol, become again Agrol, Shuvah, Kol Kach, Avoide. Abel Osam Avitayme, Mishum Lehigril Klal Aloech. The new one that is being brought, there was no Agrol whatsoever. Abel Ein Loi Meshavidosoi, Mechan Chosei, Leskan Zeh, Bekohune Gdoilo. Maybe say a new Teretz. You'll say that Taked, you need Kohen Gadol, need Kohen Gadol for Hagrola, and Navidos Mechan Chosei get Dini Kohen Gadol. Shem Kain Lo Yisham Mishoyd Ela Beches Kelim. If that would be true, so we shouldn't be Shem Yisham Mishoyd Ela Beches Kelim. Ki Hadodininu Ukshera Avoidezu Besmoil. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the smile of the Kohen Gadol is equivalent to the Yamin of the Skan. And so there, he does it. K'mo Yitzoyes Kafa Machta B'Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKippur, M'Shutzoch Lo Yishtei Yod Zayim, L'Fi Sheyefsher Ba'Avoyda Elohu. So therefore, it is sufficient. Lo maskan mi minoy ikshar abochana ki mishuach mochama yimeshamish beches kelim. The mishuach mochama was meshamish beches kelim. Muzar ala amol ki kain godol. Abed vam yesh boy ki kain godol kam epek boloi. Rabdimi dos min kain lo ma yimemanim skan akoyin. Ashken Shemanim Skana for Bayes Rishi, Shem Meshuach Muhammad, the Midman also Taika and Gobel, the boy also Skana Meshuach Muhammad, I'm not other. I'm a Rebbe, Meshuach Muhammad Yaktas Eva, Hoyo Miata Mishamish Behes Begodim Kemoisoi. So therefore, they were Mahadal Dafke that it should not be Beyemaki Purim, the Meshuach Muhammad. They were Mane Biskan. Please turn over on the next slide. According to this Mahalach, the skan is an avoda ready. It's an avoda of hagrola. Look the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabban. Arboim shono shimen atadik. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, Hoya Goyrol, Oyla B'Yamin. Each year the Goyrol was Oyla B'Yamin. Mikan Ve'Ela, after Shimon HaTzadik, is Pomim Oyla B'Yamin, Pomim Oyla B'Smail. Number two, Boyaloshin Shal Zahijas Malde. There was a red Loshin of Temel, which was on the, was attached to the soil Azazel. So then when they were, that means even though the Ne'er Marovi was kindled first, the same amount of Shem and all the other neighbors had, the mice had burnt longer than the other neighbors. Another nest, Vahoya Eish Shel Marocha Mizgaber. That means, Bemison is a in the beginning of the day, Maya Mesada Seva Marocha, Mishma Digmoi Bala Shol. They made a Marocha Gedoyla, something similar to a box, made out of wood. And in this box there was many eitzim that would be used as fuel for the maroch. And then they put shnegis rei eitzim on top of this box. And then they kindled it. Now, piderech ateva, the fuel in this maroch would be sufficient for a few hours of kabod. Zichur would never be sufficient for a day and night of kabod. So bizman Shimon HaTzadik, for ye'esh al marochem is gaber. The esh of the marochem was misgaber, that means it burnt without a need and necessity to add more eitzim to the marochem, which was mamashanet. Lo'yhoyu kahanim tzichim lohavi eitzim lemarochem. Chutz mishnei gzirei eitzim, the shnei gzirei eitzim is a mitzvah bein arbayim to bring shnei gzirei eitzim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Loshen Shel Zahiris, Tzemer, Sovel, a combed out wool, Moshoch, extended, can mean Loshen like a tongue, But Tzavua Odoi, Bekoshen, Oisai, Bevoish, Soyer, Hamish, Aleyah.
And it was tied to the Reish of the Seir Mishtaleich. And it got white by itself when the Kapor was chal, so the redness disappeared and became white. Busimin Shemokala Kodishbohu Yisrael. Im Yu Chataichim Kashonim Kashelech Yalbino. It became white. The Meshe Chochmeh says a pshat, he brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Im Yilchat Aichem Kashoni Kasheleg Yalbino Zul Mikdash Rishin. Im Yadimu Chatoilo Katsema Yiyu Zul Mikdash Shein. So the Meshe Chochmeh explains there's a difference between Shoni and Toilo. There's a difference between Sheleg and Tzema. Shoni is wool that was dyed red. So the wool mitzat atzmoi is white, teilod is white, and there's a superficial coloring on it. That means you dye it from the outside, so dyed red. So if it's only a superficial redness, So when it was taken away, it was white like shellac, which is the brightest color of white that we had. Im yadimu chatoila, toila is a worm. A worm has blood inside of it. Not superficial. Hodoim is symbolic of chet. Ashi means in chumish. Retainim an odom odom azeva, ikash me edoim. That odom is symbolic of chet. By the bias vision, the chatoim were only superficial. They were only mibachut. So therefore, with the kapor it became like shelek. Im yadimu chatoila, but if the chet was already became more pneumistic, that already the chet penetrated more into klal yisrael, is in Yadimu Chatoila, is it won't be Kashelig anymore, if it's Chatzemayu. But Al Kaponim, here we see if, in Kainim Anachm Rashi brings down the first Pasik, so it seems that Bizman Shimon HaTzadik was like the first Beis HaMikdash, in Yadimu, in Yadimu Chatoila Kashonim Kashelig Yabim. Bahoya Ner Marobi Doilik, there was another name, that the Ner Marobi was remained kindled. La'acher shekovu shakol ha'ner. Zafu pishim imenu maskel la'ad le'kav. Even though they started, the hadlok started first with the Ner Marobi, boy hoye mesayim atovas neiris shakir. They ended the atovas ha'neiris with, that means this was still burning. They ended, this was the last one they made atovas neiris. Hu eidu shashina sheira b'yisra. See, yichut la'paroiches ha'eidus, ובמרינם במסך השבס, הידס הוא לכל בוי אילום שהשכין השאיר בישראל, that this ness of the Ner Marobi was an Eidus to the world that is a Shlosh HaShchina by Klal Yisrael. Amina, my Eidus is a Ner Marobi. Shalaisem bo Shem and Kemidus Chavra Yisrael. Had the same amount of oil that all the other Neiris had, and Mimeno Yamaskal of Oya Messiah. Veizehu Ner Marobi, which is the Ner Marobi, is Lamanda Omar Shiva Haneiris Turim Mizrach Mairo, that the Meneira was going according to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. That means the Neiris were going from the Heichel to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Korin Ner Marobi Ner Sheini Shesomach Lorishin Shebe Mizrach. So the Ner Marobi was the second Ner. Soon as one entered the Heichel, so the first Ner was called the Ner Mizrachi, and the second Ner is Meire Mizrachi, so that's called Marobi. Kedisnan Nichnas Umotso Shtei Neres Mizrachi Im Deukim, and the second Ner was the Ner Marobi. Manda Omar Tzof V'dorim Nisunim, if we'll say that the Neres HaMadorim were going in the direction of the width of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzof V'dorim, Are you amtsiisan ponam mesubim klapi mayrib, the pnei ha-ner of the middle ner, The fourth Ne'er was faced towards Meirev. Who called him Arovi? Because the Ne'er was faced towards Meirev. B'shach Ne'eris mitzadid im pneim klapi em tzoy. The other six Ne'eris on the two sides were facing the Ne'er and tzoy. Siva mukne em leire, hi em tzoy. Siru Ne'er shal shishat sheshat sakan. For Yehesh Amarochem is Gabel, the Doilik Me'elo, Beloy Toysvus Eitzim, it burnt without the need for adding Eitzim. Yitzrichim Lovi Eitzim, Mishisim, the Ruhu Shachis, as long as they were, as soon as they were Mesada, the Amaroch in the morning, burnt till the next day. Chutz Mishnei Gzirim, Shabayin Abayim, Shein Koyve, Kinovinu Vepirka Lael, there's a mitzvah to bring Shnei Gzirim Eitzim, Baboy Keren Be'er. Look to Gemara Vaita. Another net. When he stalk a brocha bo'imer u b'shtei alechem u b'lechem apotim. There was a brocha in these three menachas. Bo'imer, b'imer, kasoimer, b'shtei alechem u b'lechem apotim. V'chol koin shemegiyah kizayis, a koin that received a kizayis, of these menaches, yesh oichli v'saveya. Others ate and were satisfied. But v'yesh oichli v'maisa. And others ate and left over. I mean, there was too much, they couldn't eat a whole kezayis. Mikan v'eilech, but that was still Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik, mikan v'eilech nishtalcha me'eiro bo'ima. There was a klola in the yoyima, mishtei alechem v'lechem aponim. The whole coin magia gipu, every coin that ended up with a pool, is at tznuyim moishchenes yedeyim, agar gironim noitlum v'oichle. The tznuyim did not take the pool, they left it over, but gargaronim loitlim v'oichle. The gargaronim, they went and they hopped away and they ate. Let us see the vial. Let's finish, okay. Maisi b'echad shenot ol chelke v'chelik haveirai, they karen oisoi ben chamtam. Someone hopped away from someone else and he was called ben chamtam ad yoim moisoi. That means this title stuck with him for one chatifa of that he hopped away from someone else, so his whole life, this was his label. He was Ben Chamtzin, the Gazlan. Zekrashi, V'chol koyin magiyay kapu sha'ini kezayis, it wasn't a kezayis. The Mikdash David explains that it seems that he brings, I think, the Mikdash Chinuch es tekasha, they divided up equally. So it's divided up equally, so how could one coin get a kapul, one coin got a kezayis? It would seem that others got a kezayis. So he said it's no problem. But they divided the lechem upon him, Shabbos was divided between the two mishmores. The mishmor hanichnas took a chaylik, the Mishma Yeitzi took the kain godel, took his chaylik al kaponim, was divided between both mishmores. So he says, it was equally divided between each mishmor. So Memela, so he said that there was very possible one mishmor had much more kahanim than the other mishmor. So it could be one mishmor they ended up kizaisim, the other mishmor ended up with kipul. That's what the Mikdash David wanted to say. Kolkoy magia kipul sheini kizayis. He didn't get a kizayis. Macha shalo sheini mazbia atznuim moishchenes yedeim. So the tzlim didn't take it at all. The meishim in ashmishim agi kapulei hoye meishim yedei. Now let us see the bottom place for Shoshanim. Shemagimia kapul atznuim meishim yedei. Omar Rebbe, davke magia kapul. Avo bekezayis, a koyin dahera kezayis lehoye meishim yedei. When it comes to mitzvahs, you're not a tzanua. You shouldn't shy away from mitzvahs. אבל כאן לא יהיה מצווה סחילה לגמרי, שאיבן כיוון שאין שם אלא כיפור. Since it was only a כיפור, לא יהיו שווים, there was no sneer. Let's call it, so Tatoishus makes a combination. He says that Tznuyim did not take their chelek party with Reyusa. Number one, they only got a kippul. Number two, they won Tzveim, so Mamela didn't take it. Vimtoyma heiched the Magiyim kippul of Tzveim, kidamrinim bereish Pesach, but if they got a pool and they were Tzveya, so why did they take it then? Heich mekayim in mitzvah sachila. Shloimeh deloy boy kizayis legamri. You don't need a kizayis, ela kizayis odiv b'chshiva achila. L'kulam lehoye yechoylam l'chalek b'shov. So the Chassam Sofer, the Chuvis, Simen Mem Tes, says a yuval b'kizah. He says, b'emesin, there is a mitzvah, achilas kodshah. The mitzvah achila, because we have a klal, stam achila b'kezayis. Yes, a ma'is achila b'kezayis is a shem achila. But he says from this thesis it would seem, if a person would eat a kippul, and he'd be surveyor from the pool, that also has a shem achila. That means, really you don't, that means that there are two noyim, or two definitions of achila. You could have a shem achila if, he's eating a size of a kezayis, even though it's not bringing sviya, but that's called achila. It's not achila b'kezayis. But also, if there'd be sviya, so the eichus is mashlim the kamas. I mean, since it's accomplishing sviya, so that's also called an achila. But he says, lemaisa, if there was nishtos and nishtos, there was no kizayis, there was no sviya, and then there was no achila. Agavul chidcham sayv says amirid kechidish. He says so. It comes out from it comes out from this place of Shishonim. That I mean, someone once asked me a shaila, which could be a very shchidlik shaila. When people get very old, they have difficulties in eating. Pass. And there's Meirdeke Shailas by a Brocha Choyne, a Bichasamozen. They eat some bread, and they're not finished, they can't eat anymore. They bench. And Emerson should be a Shaila of a Brocha Levatola. Because the Torah says, Vachalto. The Bichasam Sefer says that it has a Shem Achila. Meirdeke Bichasam Sefer. He wants to say from our places, my stories. That if the brought about sviya, so mele, it's also called achila, even though it doesn't have the legitimate size of a kezayis, which is tam achila b'kezayis. Some sefer is also mavaya that b'emesin, what was the tsnuyim b'moishem es yedei? He says, but b'emesin there was an inyan to eat these pulim. It wasn't that he says there was a tziruf of all kahanim. That means the even though each kohen roti did not have a mitzvah sachila, because each kohen roti ate a pool which was not masbiya, but there was a tziruf that the kolben was eaten, you were mitzaref all the achilas of all the kahanim. And we consider that the korban was eaten. But since each koyin did not have a mitzvah prote, he was only like a metapol, la'oise mitzvah. So therefore, for this tznuyim held, it's kedai not to be a gargarin, to be moishchan es yedei.